You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Cal is shaking his head no!
Seth Davis.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Here they come, 6 for Cal. Has a bite left.
He just lost his lunch.
Callis has thrown up.
Oh, my God.
Well, but T-Bird is the winner with 6 hot dogs.
Well, now.
All right, Nicholas. So now that you're here, you've had a little time to digest this and other things. What happened?
So they were quarter pound hot dogs, and nobody really expected that. And when I looked at them, I was like, oh, this is. Yeah, this is going to be a lot. And so I didn't eat anything that day. I just had apple juice because I wanted to get a little sugar in me, but I figure an empty stomach would increase my appetite. And I was the first to 4. So I got through 3 of them pretty strongly. The 4th one was a slight struggle. The 5th one, though, was rough. And they tasted bad after that. They were great hot dogs, but you eat 5 of them in that time. And I was just, I felt like I was going to throw up.
Were you doing the hot dog in the bun or were you doing it separately?
I held the wiener in one hand and the bun in the other. Oh, that sounds, put it in the right context. All right, Jeff. Yeah. I'm sorry. But that's what I did. The hot dog was in one hand, the bun was in the other. And I ate them kind of together, but in separate hands, and I would down a bunch of water to kind of dissolve it in my mouth because I didn't want to waste time dipping it. The problem, I think, with that, though, was that I was intaking too much water over time, and I think that's where my gag reflex was starting to come in. I chose early speed over pace, and that's what happened. And
Did you get overconfident?
No, I don't
Were
think
you feeling it halfway through? Like, hey, I got this.
No, I didn't slow down because I thought I was confident that I was going to win. No, I slowed down because I thought I was going to throw up. And I said that in my post-game interview. I chose to not be on social media throwing up. I chose, you know what, 5's fine.
Chose dignity.
Yeah, I chose a little dignity in there. I'm like, yeah, I mean.
If there is such a thing in a hot dog eating contest.
Right, and I told the guys too beforehand. I'm like, listen, I'm the favorite in this. And even I will listen to my body in certain circumstances, and I just did not want to throw up. Now, what they thought was me throwing up at the end, I had a hot dog and I was chewing it in my mouth. I still had like a bite to go that was on the plate, but like there was that portion of my mouth that I didn't want to swallow because then I thought I was going to throw up eating that too. So as soon as the clock like struck, I went over and I just spit out what was in my mouth. It wasn't a throw up. It was just I'm not eating this because it means nothing at this point.
So did it tick you off? That, like, Dom just, like, ate a hot dog like he was eating a hot dog in a at some kind of random meal.
No, Dom pisses me off for a lot of reasons in just, you know, his existence. But this one in particular was, he just makes bad decisions that are hilarious. Did you hear what he did before? The night before? He went into practice the night before.
Yeah, that's
he ate six hot dogs, and they all had pickle and relish and condiments on them.
So I guess T-Bird ate chia seeds, which he had done some studying about what you need to do beforehand.
Yeah, he ate a lot of foods that give you natural energy, like the chia seeds. He was drinking a lot of water, and he had something with sugar in it too. But yeah, I mean, he ate a lot of natural, healthy foods for you that give you the energy that you need, and I think helped expand his stomach over a short, amount of time there. And, when you have it in you at first, I was consuming too much in the moment. He was so pre-prepared, or just prepared, I think that's the word. He was prepared to take it down. And he was an underdog. He had the third best odds, I think, third or fourth best odds. Yeah, he did it right. I think he had the best preparation out of any of us that competed there.
You guys get anything for second place?
Nope.
You and Donnie?
Nope.
Just the dignity of not throwing up on camera.
I'm happy Donnie and I tied. I think it was very interesting, and I'm glad that we kind of tied because everybody was like, it's going to be those two down to the wire, and it actually was. I got to five first, and then I just kind of like tapped out, and Donnie had a nice methodical approach to get himself to five, but then Tom just T-Bird. He didn't have a Twitter account, by the way. People were asking for it. They wanted to congratulate him, and they couldn't because he's not prominent on social media.
Wow.
Yeah. But he did it the right way, man. He paced himself well, and he prepared properly.
So the new guy comes through.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.